The story starts with my family is from, I'm from Reno, Nevada, and my grandmother had just passed away. So it's like a cold, she passed away in February, and my brother picks me up from the airport, and it's nighttime, and we're cold, and we're driving, because we live like 45 minutes from the airport, and we're both sitting in silence, just you know, contemplating in the darkness. And my younger brother turns to me, and he's like, "Stacy, I really have to talk to you about something. It's really, really important, and I've been just holding on to this for so long, and I have to talk to you about it." And I'm like, "Oh my God, you know, Cameron, yeah, please." He's like, "Okay." So he pulls over, and I'm thinking like, "Oh God, it's going to be about Grandma and how he always thought I was her favorite, because I was." But he, you know, he turns to me and he's like, "Remember when I came to visit you in Baltimore when I was 11? And I'm like, "Yeah, it was the only time you came to visit me." And he's like, "I found your giant red dildo." I know, you didn't think this story was going there, right? But that's what happened. So I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. And he's like, "Bullshit." Because that's what I probably would say if I had seen it. And he tells me this, and I'm like, "No, dude, I don't have a giant red dildo. I don't know what you're talking about." He's like, "Remember when you said, or when I had to trim my nails?" And I'm like, "Nope." He's like, "Yes. You said your nail clippers were in your nail polish box on the top of your closet." And I'm like, "Oh, yeah, that seems reasonable." And he's like, "Well, I'm a little guy. I was a little guy, and I had to jump up and tap the top of the nail polish box to catch it. And I thought, like, okay, you know, I'm going to catch it. And instead of catching it, this giant red lawn dart came down from the closet spiraling, and it smacked me in the head, bounced on the floor. And I'm like, "What? What? I don't know what that was." And he's like, "Yes." And I picked it up because I thought it was a Nerf dart to play with. And I was like, "Awesome. We're going to play this in the backyard." And it was a suction-cupped giant red dildo. And I'm like, "Not mine." Wasn't mine. And he just like, for the first 4 years, from 11 to 15, that's four, I thought my penis was inadequate. because you were the person that I based all my like thoughts of women on. And so I thought, my sister takes this giant red dildo, I must have the smallest penis. But then he's like, I grew older, and I was like, "No, my penis is fine." I'm like, "Thank you, I'm glad." And he's like, "But," he's like, "every time you came and visited, I was just thinking, oh my God, I bet you, like, I kept thinking your ex had a really big penis, and every time you came to visit, I was thinking, God, she's so lucky she gets a break from that thing." And I'm like, "It wasn't mine." And again, mind you, I'm still like mourning my grandmother. And he says, he's like, "Bullshit." I'm like, "We just moved into that house. We found all kinds of random weird porn around that house. And maybe it was," he's like, "it was on top of your nail polish box. It was definitely yours." And I'm like, "No." So we drive back in silence again because I'm pissed that he won't believe me. And he's pissed that I'm lying about this giant red behemoth dildo that smashed his little 11 cute face. So I get home, and one of my friends is visiting her family coincidentally, and she calls me and she's like, "You want to go grab a drink?" I'm like, "Yes." And then I'm like, "Listen to this bullshit. My little brother, when he came to visit me 9 years ago, has been harboring the secret that he found a giant red dildo in this closet, and it beamed him on the head, and he thought his penis was inadequate the entire time." And she's like, "Oh my God, did it have suction cups?" I'm like, "Yes." And she's like, "When you bought that house, I mailed you a giant red dildo, and I put a little note in it that said, 'For your mantle.'" And I'm like, "Oh my God." And then I remembered, like, Kobayashi, the glass breaking from The Usual Suspects, like all the pieces came together. And I'm like, "Fudge." And I'm like, "That's right, you did send me that." So then, like, I'm running out, and I'm like, my parents, everybody's in the living room watching movies, and I'm like, "Cameron, I figured out where the dildo came from." And my parents are like, "What dildo?" I'm like, "Cameron's thought his penis has been small the last 9 years." And the secret was out.